What's up, guys? Shaboy. Doing another quick one. Well, probably quick. We'll see. I think this will be an audio development journal one. I believe it's number 10. We'll double check that. It's going to be called Miners, Nodes, and Wallets. Because I was just thinking about it from the vantage point of Bitcoin, right? And just sort of thinking about how that progressed and can we take anything from that and apply it to the Truth Social Network? And, you know, can we glean anything from that? And a lot of it just kind of hit me. You know, this is all just coming to me over time. It's definitely not, not saying I figured it all out and I'm just incrementally implementing it as part of some wider strategy or something like that. But anyway, what I realized was, you know, Bitcoin day one, right? You had the QT wallet and Satoshi, you know, obviously didn't know the future 10 years down the line and how things exactly would progress, but the point is the Bitcoin QT wallet, as many have pointed out before, and all wallets initially were a node, a wallet, and a miner. So literally you just booted up, and back then, you know, you had, the difficulty was so low, so CPUs could mine, not even could, they had, well, they didn't have to mine, but they could mine. So it was a wallet, a node, and a miner all in one. Now, maybe it had to start like that, but was that the best thing? Obviously not. What happened was over time, things sort of, like, I don't know if it's the right word, modularized. And so, you know, you had SPV wallets were created, so you could run a wallet, which was sort of connected to a node, which had a lot of advantages. Obviously, you can't have all SPV wallets. And then you had people running mining nodes, right? Which were dedicated towards, you know, the business of mining. Strictly, they were dedicated towards that. And then you had people who ran nodes just to help, you know, enforce the rules of the network and validate transactions without mining. So the point is, at first it was all in one, and then over time it sort of evolved. So what you could see, what it kind of just hit me was, like, maybe a TSN Addy, I was saying accounts before, but I think we got to describe, just, we need to describe the differences, because a TSN address could have multiple accounts, right? Could have backwards compatible social media and stuff. So anyway, a TSN address could potentially be just a regular account, social media account posting content, or it could be a mining TSN account, which doesn't really post much content, but would just be dedicated towards mining people's clout, right? Just because it, you know, wanted to do it for a profit. And then you could have people in a specific Addy's community just, like, running their node, right, I guess you could call. And then there could even be different types of nodes, like do you want? That's what I was kind of talking about in the last one, is what mining is going to turn out to be. Are you just making blocks redundant, or are you making the signature pages redundant, or even the files, which I think is going to be a no, but you could have different gradients of that, and it's like, what do you want to accomplish with mining? And so that's all stuff to think about. You could have people, you know, you could have like pruned nodes, which were just the signatures, depending on what goes in blocks, right? Like right now, you know, the whole message along with the signatures, but you could have, that could be the blocks, and then you could have pruned nodes which just had the signatures themselves. That could sort of come in handy for a querying system of those who you follow. And, you know, it could be like, well, I'm not mining him, but I'm following him, so I have his signatures, which play into referencing and notifications and the client, you know, the implementation of the TSN protocol. But anyway, this is all ways out, but it's good to think about. But the point is, you could have different types of TSN addresses, whether it's mining, different types of nodes, or just content producers. And again, this could all be now ironed out in tips, like towards the directory of mining, to isolate that out and kind of work out all the good stuff around that. So I just wanted to put out those thoughts. Again, there might be a proof of work in it, which depends upon the amount of transactions that go in blocks and a block size limit now on the data and kilobytes, so people can have an idea of when blocks will be published and then say, oh, there's this, there is, once it is published, there were this many transactions, cold coin issuance transactions, which is an input into the difficulty of mining, and so on. So you can see how all these ideas sort of branch out into various other ideas and build into this amazingly complex, you know, organism, for lack of a better word. But we did say it's alive, right? It's alive. So that's the gist of this one. Going to pick up a bit of speed because that's what it calls for on today. Faster pace to go on things. I could kind of just turn it on like that, and it's raining now, so I got to get back. Sure. We'll throw in a bitch poker because everyone loves that. Yeah, no, I was telling people, like, I've been playing a bit more recently. It's just got me in the mindset talking about it all. But it's a great game. It's a lot of fun. So, basically, I kind of got called into a game, right? Because my dad, a lot of people don't know this. Well, my dad is a fucking legit poker player. And so he's got a game where he just plays with some friends, kind of a weekly game, low-key type of thing. You know, he used to be a professional poker player. Is he still? I don't know. It's tough to say where you draw the line of professional and not, but the guy is really good, like one of the best players in the world. I got to be honest with that. And so, you know, like you could go, he's been on TV all the time. Like, if anyone wanted to go see him playing poker, the guy's really good. So anyone could go and see like all of his great hands. They're out there for anyone to see. But I digress. So he has this weekly game, and I'm kind of juiced up and in the mood to play with all this talking about it, right? It's like, got the itch, right? And so, you know, his friends don't know that I play, right? And I'm pretty damn fucking good. So he kind of was messing around with them, kind of hustled them a bit, you know, in good fun. It's like one of those, yeah, I can't make it tonight, but my son will fill in, right? So, you know, I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll play. Little do they know that, you know, I've been playing my whole life and know a little bit about the game. So we all play, and, you know, they think, you know, some kid, easy money, right? Long story short, I got all their chips at the end of the night without too much trouble. So we all kind of had a laugh about that. There's like, they kind of put it all together and they're like, all right, you know, now we know this kid's fucking good. Maybe he was just, you know, maybe our friend was just trying to show us how good this kid was. But so then, funny thing, a few nights later, they're kind of pissed off about all this money they lost, right? And so what do? This kid's pissing you off. It's like, all right, you know, let's put dad back in the game, right? You know, we'll teach Sonny a lesson and we'll put dad back in there and see how he handles dad. And, you know, suffice to say, oh, dad's, you know, I'm good, but dad's one of the best in the world. So dad went in there, taught me a few lessons, right, as always. I'm still thinking about it. I'm just replaying everything. Like, how did I lose that? Spent all night just re-going over my moves in the game just to make sure everything was correct, because what he did was he saw how I was playing, he used my style and a few of the moves I made against me. It's like, oh, I didn't, a whole move ahead of me he was thinking, and so, oh my God, you know, he thought one move ahead of me and used it against me. And so that was, you know, the level of playing there, that was just impressive. You know, couldn't have seen that one coming. But anyway, you know, he's really good. So I'm terrified of him. It's me that's terrified of him. So that was it. I think that's going to be it, I should say, for today. Just a quick little story. A bit of fun. Thinking about it now, I'm a retard. Like, I shouldn't have... probably shouldn't have mentioned that he was this world-class poker player, because, you know, you got to think about OPSEC and all that, and I'm usually pretty good with that, but clumsy me, slipped up. So, you know, all you hackers and anons, I guess, you know, go ahead and enjoy. I use that one. Hope you don't find me, right? That's the thing, tough world. Everyone's got to have OPSEC, even the smallest little thing. Everything, you know, even extends well beyond the computers, beyond the keyboard, as I've said. So that's okay. We all make mistakes, and, you know, life moves on. Certainly don't want to turn into one of those paranoid nut jobs who thinks, you know, every little thing is, you know, someone's out to get him, right? That's why I call them the nut jobs. But so that's pretty much it. Little by little, brick by brick, all being built. Gave you some good poker stuff. And so I guess, you know, that's a flaw. It's out there. If I beat you up too good, it's like the old story, right? Just go to dad and he'll give you a spanking. So, you know, if I piss you off, feel free. Yeah, and so a lot of people ask me, you know, where'd you learn to play? And that's it. Good old Pops, right? Yep, you know, I was a young lad when he would teach me the game. I'd kind of pick up on a lot of his moves naturally. Eventually I got pretty good. And then from that point on, I'd start picking up some of his little mannerisms and tics. And he actually picked up a few of mine. And then, you know, a lot of people, if they've played with us before, they're like, oh, yep, you know, like father, like son. And so eventually it got to a point where it's like, well, is he picking up on his mannerisms or the opposite? And then, you know, got closer and closer. All right, enough stories, poker, bullshit, gotta wrap it up. Stay tuned, a lot of big things always coming. Again, it might die down a bit if I start diving into some tech stuff and zoning in on that. But we'll see how it goes. Everything is always subject to change. Anyway, stay tuned, peace.